Hey, let me answer this question in more detail as well. So the question is, what have you found to be the number one rookie error when working with customers using WordPress? This can be in terms of site speed or from an SEO perspective. I have a lot of thoughts on this subject. For years, we held training workshops for small business owners and taught them about SEO, marketing on the web and websites and all this sort of stuff. So there's a few key points or leading points that I would probably highlight to anybody who's, you know, entry-level SEO, small business owner, thinking about or doing online marketing. So I've got 3 points here. So using bad hosting. So bad quality hosting or cheap hosting is problematic, like I've explained in the last point, that bad hosting has poor quality, uptime, and it's slow. So how to know if your hosting's bad? I mean, if you're paying $2 or $3 a month for your hosting, if you're paying less than the cost of lunch for your monthly hosting, that's probably an indication that quality's not great. The thing is that good quality hosting doesn't really cost that much more. So $10 or $20 a month using something like Cloudways or WPX hosting will get you a much better host that's much faster and doesn't have downtime. So use good quality hosting and make sure you have uptime monitoring on it, uptimerobot.com, and backing up the website. So we use Blog Vault for backup for a variety of reasons, but I won't get into here. Probably the second point here is ignoring what I kind of refer to broadly as touch points. So anywhere where a prospect or potential customer is interfacing or potentially interfacing with the brand or business or the website. So anywhere the business is online. So some points from an SEO perspective. So touch points or contact points would be meta descriptions and title tags, Google Maps, Google Maps reviews, Google Shopping, site speed. It's not really a touch point, but when someone clicks on something in the search results or clicks on anything related to the website, site speed comes into play, and then CRO, conversion rate optimization. So ignoring these as basic optimization factors. So the one I'd highlight here is meta description optimization. I'm huge on meta description and CTR optimization. We handcraft meta descriptions for all our clients. We treat them like paid Google ads, because they are. They're effectively free Google ads. In AdWords, there are hundreds of tools to optimize ad copy, split test it, get more out of AdWords. Nobody in the SEO space talks about it. So we absolutely optimize the bejesus out of meta descriptions. We tweak them, we handcraft them, we write them to certain formulas, we play with them. So out of all of those, I'd say don't ignore meta descriptions. Also, don't ignore Google Maps. It's such an easy win. It's free. It takes no time and can have massive benefits. So don't ignore those touch points. They all need optimization. And probably the third one is not having a page for every product or service the business is selling. This is a simple one. For our local business clients, the first thing we do is get them to list out all the products and services they sell, and we match them up to a page on the website. If there isn't a matching page, we create it. Essentially, Google ranks pages. You can't rank for a keyword if you don't have a page for it. That's in the modern web. So in the past, you could use backlinks and kind of game that system. But in today's Google, you can't rank for a search term without a matching page. So a page for every product and service you're selling is essentially the cost of entry to SEO. It's not an SEO strategy in itself, but it's generally our starting point for agency clients. And you know, anytime that you know we're thinking about SEO for our own stuff, we're like, well, we want to rank for this term. Do we have a page for it? If we don't have a page for it, we haven't paid the price of entry. There's no chance of ranking for it if you don't have a page. So those would be my 3 points for newbies or rookies or whatever you want to call them. Use good quality hosting, avoid bad hosting, meta description optimization, and pay attention to anywhere, any touch point, so where a customer's interfacing with a website or brand online, and having a page for every product and service you sell. So a unique page that is long and detailed enough, long enough that it talks to the prospect and sells them on the product and or has a next step, a call to action on it. So hope that helps there. I just wanted to deep dive into that a bit more. And again, not just write pages and pages of content.